Four Bars Wrestling is with a winning contest there, Derek Greenwood. Congratulations, Derek. It must
Thank
be fantastic.
You.
We understand it's your last contest
it
for the
is,
band
yeah.
after 50 years.
Yeah, I know.
So it must be fantastic to go out on a winning note.
Yeah, I'm pleased. I've seen this band grow up from being a youth band, 10 years old, and seen them grow up to 18, 19, into smashing young people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the secret, I think. That. And we've, you know, I'm pleased for Tom Paulin, who's taken over from. It's such a good thing to go out on, isn't it?
The music was very, very difficult, and it was said by the adjudicators that.
Yeah.
But they did say that yours was the outstanding performance and clear winner. So
well,
did you bring some of the experience to bear on it?
Well, I won it. I won on it with Gambon at the area, and I always thought to myself that Belmont, you've got to slow down the fast movements and speed up the slow movements so that you're not dragging and you're not rushing it. And I said to them, if you hit the right tempo, you'll get the right style.
Mm-hmm. And I think that came
and
off.
I think we did. I think we had a shaky period in the middle, but we had a young lad on Flugel that you know, he's only about 12, 13. And it's a lot to play for a Flugel player.
Well, there seems to be so many great young players now down in the Cornwall area. Is it something in the water?
I don't know. Well, the water costs us three times as much as anybody else, you know. No, I just think it's they want to play. They really want to play. They've grown up with me and they've not known any difference. And we're pals.
Mm-hmm.
We've got discipline, of course we have, but we're pals. And I said to him today, I've asked an awful lot of you. I said, but today, I said, I'm finishing, and I'd like you to do something for me. And they have done. And you can't ask them to do any more.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
it's
you.
A fantastic win, and congratulations, a fantastic
Thank
career
you
in
very
music.
Much.
I know not only that band, but many other bands throughout
well,
the country have benefited from your experience.
And you keep your Four Bars Rest going.
We'll try our best.
You keep it going.
Well, I hope you keep logging in. Congratulations, and I hope you have a long and fruitful retirement and a very good night of enjoyment and celebration.
I'll certainly have that.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Four Bars Wrestling at the side of the stage with Steve Sykes from the adjudicators for today. Steve, we heard Philip McCann give a very detailed analysis of the test piece, which I think covered just about everything for all
the
fans.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? It really did.
But one of the points that he made, he said that he felt that it was possibly the piece was too difficult for the bands today. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. The times in there where you really felt for some of the bands, you know, that they must have had a really hard time over the recent weeks rehearsing this piece. Because it is such a difficult piece. There's no hiding places in it. Very exposed. And this hall is one of the loneliest stages I've ever played on.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're up against a piece like Belmont, where it really is edge of the seat stuff all the time, you know, I did feel for some of the bands.
Was it the approach of Seven Felt, the way in which they approached the music, or was it just technically too difficult for them?
I wouldn't say, you know, that it was technically too difficult. It was just from a case of the musicality of it. And I think one of the problems that we're getting just now is that we're getting the test pieces that are being selected, which is probably a good idea to push bands, to test them, you know, to really test them and to develop them. But it becomes a case of surviving the piece from the top left-hand corner, the bottom right-hand. And surely it's about making music and the musicality of it. And it was in that sort of respect that bands were felt left a bit wanting, I think, today.
Mm-hmm. But the winning band were a worthy winning band, you felt?
Oh, yeah, I mean, for Philip and I mean, they're clear winners.
Mm-hmm.
They had a maturity in the sound. They had sort of more poise in the stately music that's there. You know, they didn't hurry things. And that really did show. And a lot of bands, well, I mean, they hurried through it quite a bit. And one of the strange things was, after the cornet and euphonium cadenza ends, you know, obviously the trombone's in there, but when they have that final flourish to the top and the cadenza's all well and done, you can actually hear the relief in the band sound in that next entry, and everybody jumps in with so much energy, you know, God, that's over with, you know. But it's a difficult piece to me. I mean, I've played it a number of times on contests, and you know, with bands like Grimthorpe, and even then, you know, when you press the drum, difficult piece to pull off. It really is.
But you enjoyed the day overall, though.
Absolutely, yeah.
But do you think that it once again shows that an old piece can sometimes test bands listening to the very limit end of it. It's really cool. Many thanks, Steve. You're welcome. I hope you've had an enjoyable day and a long journey home, I understand.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Many thanks indeed.
Cheers.
Cobalt Jesse with the winning soloist, Kevin Vitalik of St. Kevin Band. Congratulations, as a solo corner player, you must have a lot of pressure on you today.
Yes, certainly is. You know, you don't want to let your other players down. Always try my best, and I'm shocked and speechless. I've actually won this award, so.
Well, we've spoken to the adjudicators, they said that you were the outstanding player on the day. So it must be nice to have somebody like Philip McCann and Steve Sykes telling you that.
Well, definitely, yes. And I'm very lucky to have a very, very experienced cornet player that was sitting next to me, which is Tom Paulin. He used to be principal for Grimthorpe, so he's, you know, given me a lot of support and confidence throughout the last couple of months. So, yeah, he's certainly helped a great deal.
Did you enjoy playing on the stage today? It's a very dead stage, isn't it?
It is very dry. The bottle of water is right next to me. But obviously, as you know, the whole band's grown up together, and there's great unity amongst the band, which I always think is a key asset. If you look at any of like the England football players, they don't get to play weekly, and you can tell by some of their performances. But we've grown up from a very young age, and we're from a really small village of less than 2,000 people from right down in the southwest. So it's amazing.
So you're going to have a long journey home, but I think you're going to celebrate, I understand.
Yeah, back to the hotel now. Might have a couple of bevvies on the bus waiting for us. So.
Well, I hope you enjoy the time, and congratulations for an excellent performance.
Thank you very much.